You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, it's the Title IX Podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Steph Cupley with my beautiful and talented friend Elisa Woods, and Jared's here too. Hi Jared.
What's up?
Hi Elisa, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I am so, so great on this Monday evening.
We talked about it earlier, but I just had some pasta bolognese just sitting in my stomach.
You gonna take a nap on us?
Yeah, might have a couple belches.
It wouldn't be one of our podcasts without one, so that's fine. I wouldn't expect anything less at this point. We are, of course, here thanks to the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State, and we couldn't do our podcast without one of Elisa's Hootie Hoos.
Hootie Hoo!
Oh, you went with a low octave.
I did.
Tonight.
It was a game time decision.
I wasn't expecting it. We're also brought to you by the Authentic Brand. Authentic Brand is more than just your source for official Cyclone gear. With an amazing team of designers, Authentic Brand can custom manufacture polo shirts, jackets, caps, bags, and beyond for your team or small business. So check them out online at authentic-brand.com. Look authentic, feel authentic, and be authentic, Elisa.
I will.
And of course, all of the podcasts on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network are now fueled by Cody Road Bourbon, baby.
Yeah.
Pick up a bottle of your favorite Mississippi River Distilling Company product, including the Irish Cream Liqueur, today. Okay, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
So both of our daughters have birthdays this weekend. Rosa turns 4 on Sunday.
She does.
And Nora turns 3 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have something up my sleeve using the Irish cream.
Ooh.
I'll get back to that at the end of the podcast. That's what you call a teaser right there.
I like that.
That's the very last thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. So there.
For your daughter's 3rd birthday.
I'm a great mom. I'll explain it later. It'll make sense.
Well,
later.
I have pills prepared, so.
We'll do that at the end.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Teaser. That means you have to listen to the end. That's why.
Yeah.
I love that. One of my favorite parts of every podcast is shouting out our super patrons of the week. We have two tonight. We have Daniel Douglas, who used to fight with Jared on Twitter. Is that right, Jared? He's shaking his head. Yes. He can explain it in a minute. But Daniel's grandfather graduated as a civil engineer from Iowa State in 1952 and eventually became a season ticket holder. So that's how Daniel got hooked. He frequently attended men's basketball and football games in the 1980s and beyond. He enrolled at Iowa State out of high school and then left early to enlist in the U.S. Army in 2004. And this is the coolest part. He eventually became a Green Beret in the military.
Wow.
He's now an author, speaker, and certified physician's assistant. So way to go, Daniel. Are you guys on speaking terms now, Jared?
Yeah, we're cool. That was like when I was in college. I had to block him for a while at one point.
I'm glad things are better. I'm glad you smoothed it over.
Yeah, we've got it figured out.
Okay. Our second patron tonight is Mark Doden. He's a Legacy alum, so he's been a lifelong fan. He said from rocking a flat top in his early years to be like Blaze Bryant to more recently watching his own kids savor clone cones to chase Psy and sing Sweet Caroline, he's a lifelonger, so we appreciate people like him. He said Cyclone Fanatic has tirelessly and loyally worked to build up to be the go-to source for Cyclone news and game day analysis, and it makes all of Cyclone Nation proud. So giving back as a super patron was the easiest decision he ever made. Love to hear it. I love hearing more about these Cyclone fanatics too. It's been a really cool part of this.
Yeah, it has been.
All right, Jared, we have another busy week. It's game week. You got your lists of 5 for us coming out this week?
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday. And then
5 things to know about the TCU offense and defense, I assume?
Yeah, and then Rob will have a story Tuesday. he'll have his advance on Thursday or Friday morning. Jeff Woody is writing a column on Wednesday. And we just have all our normal podcasts. I think that's about it.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You should sound more excited about it.
It's just a lot to a lot to get done.
Maybe it's because you only had cottage cheese for dinner.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
I'm just saying. All right, tonight we are definitely, absolutely not talking about the loss that didn't happen to the Raging Cajuns. Elisa and I blacked out. We don't remember a thing, so we're not qualified to talk about it.
First game coming up this week.
That's right. Our season opener this week against TCU. We will talk about TCU. I have something I want to say about the Big Ten to just get off my chest and then be done with it because I'm sick of them occupying space in my brain. They don't deserve it.
Go for it.
It was a good weekend for Cyclones in the NFL and the NBA. And then lastly, it wouldn't be a Title IX podcast without some talk about females in sports.
Yeah.
So there you go. You want to start with TCU?
Sure.
Did you have a good tailgate for the Raging Cajuns?
We did. Yeah. We had some people over and everyone kind of stayed in their little corners. We stayed
socially
outside.
Distancing.
We had socially distanced. Everyone wore a mask. I had a brilliant idea that everyone got their own tongs. So you had to write your name on your tongs.
Man, things are so weird.
Oh, listen, we're strict in the
I'm
Woods
proud of
household.
You.
We are strict.
For the record, I didn't mean you're weird. I meant 2020 is weird.
No,
everybody gets their own tongs. Like, where the hell are we living?
Right. But, I mean, other than the outcome of the game, it was a good time.
What were those Texas Twinkies?
So they ended up pretty much just tasting like jalapeno poppers. It was.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No, it was like a jalapeno popper plus barbecue brisket. But I couldn't find barbecue brisket unless I just bought it at a restaurant, which I probably should have, but I waited till the last minute.
Yeah.
So I got some sort of like beef, just kind of nondescript barbecue beef.
From somewhere in a cow.
from the corner of the grocery store. And it was fine.
The dark corner.
Yeah.
Behind some other packages.
Yeah. It worked. It
Whatever.
Was fine.
And you got to drink this year. So how was that?
Got to drink this year.
You needed it after that game.
Yeah, it was great. Had Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Which is perfect for the 11 o'clock.
Yeah. We did Jello shots, but I don't know. I feel like they could have been stronger.
Well, based on the photographs you were sending me, I'm not sure that's true.
I followed the recipe, which is probably never a good idea.
You need to double it up for Iowa State games.
Yeah, I could have bucked up a little bit.
That's right. All right. So this morning, or I guess last night, we opened it as a 2.5-point favorite. Do you know where it is now, Jared? The line?
It's 3.5.
Okay, so I mean,
3.5. He says his microphone is up by his eyebrows.
He's kind of a grumpus right now. I don't know what it is.
Had a long weekend. Okay.
Okay.
I almost just said it's Tuesday, but it's not.
Does it feel like
Monday.
Tuesday, or does it feel like Monday to you, buddy? You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just had a long weekend.
Long as in fun, or long as in rough? Do you need to do some therapy with us, or
no,
are you okay?
No. Got a little out of control with the fellas, and the fellas being Sean Roberts.
I know because I got some really mean, really mean Snapchats from these two.
Ding.
I don't even remember.
They were not nice. In fact, Sean messaged me and said, I'm actually worried about what I said.
Oh, wow.
I told him it was okay. He's forgiven. Jared has not apologized.
No.
So we'll see how this... Usually I take Jared home. We'll see how that ride home goes.
I think that we were both caught up in the moment. We were both fired up. But like, morale was high. Vibes were good.
You can't see me, but I'm rubbing my face in disgust.
But
right
I just
now.
Feel like whose automatic thing is to like... send mean text messages to your friend when you're feeling good.
I thought
they
were like sending
they,
funny
they
like
were.
Videos and we were just being goofy.
They were going back and forth, but they're at the end they crossed a line. It was a joking line.
I don't remember what we said. I'll be completely honest.
Okay, well, looks like you owe me some snacks next podcast.
She's pissed.
I'm not pissed at all. We were joking. It was all in great fun. No one's mad. Everything's great. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy friggin' Monday.
All right, back to TCU. I have no idea what to expect in this game. Lisa and I were talking about it before we started recording. TCU hasn't played yet, so...
So TCU hasn't played yet because they've possibly had 50 cases of COVID on their team. Like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen a lot of those, a lot of schools come out and say they've had cases in the numbers like that, and it's like, wow, what the hell happened to you guys?
Like, reports are saying somewhere between, like, 35 to 50 have tested positive. And here's the thing that gets me. So once they like are over it and then test negative, they don't have to test again for 90 days. Did you know that?
No, but isn't that consistent with what science
that you can't
says.
Get it for 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because we sure know a whole hell of a lot about this virus. I mean, we're testing right. guys in the NBA bubble where there's no possible way of getting COVID in. I would just say let's do it weekly.
Just to cover our bases.
You know, let's just...
But the problem is, and so I think maybe there's probably some false positives because they still have the... Is it antibodies? Is that the correct scientific word in their systems? Even after they've recovered and are no longer contagious?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to trust someone, which is stupid at this point. Trust no one ever, period.
I don't trust anyone.
We shouldn't. So...
I'm giving you the two fingers to my eyeballs to two fingers to your eyeballs.
As of this morning, Duggan, the quarterback that we all know and have heard about forever, was out because he, during routine testing for coronavirus stuff, discovered an underlying heart condition. Turns out, nope, he's been cleared. Now, whether he plays or not is a whole different story.
Right. He probably won't start. Matt Downing will probably start.
Poor Downing. It sounds like no one has any confidence in this poor kid.
Right.
So I have a question that is back to them having that many COVID cases.
Yeah.
How could they have practiced?
Unless it happened before.
Are we sure that they have practiced?
But that's what I'm
Some
saying.
Some of like half well, team.
This would be a situation where if I'm Gary Patterson, I'm like, I have no idea what the hell.
Well, I actually read something. It was that's actually a great point. I laughed when you said, have they practiced? But he kind of hinted at the fact that a lot of these guys haven't been practicing. In a story I read from the 14th. So that makes me wonder, like, who has been practicing?
What I've heard is, like, basically the offense and defensive line has not had much practice, is the rumor on the TCU podcasts that...
Which that doesn't really shock me that much because I don't know how much Iowa State had of that stuff either.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, and Jeff and I talked about this on Football and Random Things today, that if there was a position that I think that you, to go from not really getting hit that much...
To suddenly getting...
To all of a sudden you're getting hit over and over again on every play, and one team has played a game and one hasn't, that would be the one that, to me, is, like, the most jarring.
And the most
especially if you haven't been practicing.
Yeah.
And think just physically. Okay, so let's assume that some of these guys actually had it and were just not the contact tracing.
Yeah.
Think physically what that could do to you, too. I mean, you go from being a healthy kid to having something that's attacked your lungs. You kind of need your lungs to play in a football game.
Yeah.
Well,
this could be interesting.
On how many of them were asymptomatic and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know, but...
And hopefully none of them had it, seriously, which most of them probably didn't, based on what we're seeing.
But there's something with these Texas teams. Texas Tech said they'd had, 67 cases or something.
And didn't LSU say the same thing? I mean, didn't he come out and say his entire team?
Yeah, Coach O said most of the players were.
They're all just like licking their hands and high-fiving at LSU.
It wouldn't even
measles
shock
party.
Me.
Right.
It wouldn't even shock me if Coach O heard about like five guys on the team.
Said everybody had it.
He's like, yeah, everybody's already had it now.
Right.
Doesn't even matter, you know?
They're going the Lakers route and just everybody gets it and then you can't get it again.
Right, exactly. Now they're in the clear.
It is interesting, though. You're right. It is these texts at these southern schools. I'm assuming no one is intentionally spreading this stuff. But
as much as they were concerned about this like heart condition, and part of that, I'm like, was that kind of just a rumor that started to spread because you didn't want them doing that where everyone would get sick and then get over
it?
But I don't know. I think that like as far as the positions, I mean, all the positions hang out together, and that's the dumb part. Like, you had to think about that ahead of time.
Which Iowa State's
like,
done a decent job of planning for that, you know?
Yeah. Well,
and that's what makes me think that they just did a really bad job of adapting to what they were doing.
I would not be shocked by that with Gary Patterson.
Right, and that's where, I mean, Iowa State's been doing all of their position meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The only time they're together is when they're at practice, right, basically. Or if they're, you know, assume they lift weights in pods and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And I would guess that Gary Patterson is not someone who would be overly progressive on something like that.
Or innovative.
Or even like Les Miles. Like Les Miles yes. would not be innovative on that.
I
be
agree
willing
with that.
To like go the extra mile to change the way that they go about things. That's just kind of my vibe on it. I mean, Mike Gundy's the same way.
Yeah. You can pick these coaches out just pretty easily.
They're the ones who don't have the mask over their nose.
the ones that wear it as a chin strap. Yeah.
Or Belichick yesterday, who had it like folded up so it was over his nose, but it looked like a beak.
Or it was like a smedium. It did not fit his face.
No, I think it was like folded under. But
it looked like a beak.
You have like a $400
right.
mask, brother. Like, just put it on.
Mike McCarthy was a guy that I was like, hey, bro, we need to get you a
right. one of those gator things.
One of the gator things.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This
not a good look.
This is a tough scene, bro. I'm not like here to, you know, criticize anybody, but I was like, man, you're on national television with that. This is the most watched show on TV, and you're like,
it's not good.
Yeah,
it's just not good at all. Mask etiquette, people. Ooh. As far as from us, I mean, I think Brock can't play. I shouldn't say that. Why did I say that out loud? Mm. I don't think there's a reasonable probability that Brock can play worse. How about I say
it
that
last
way?
Last year, 250 yards passing, 100 yards rushing. I feel like this is like Brock Purdy should be going into this game saying like, this is my opportunity
for
redemption.
Yes, because last week was ugly.
Right.
And that's not entirely his fault. I don't think our game plan worked to his advantage. It felt like,
right.
I mean, what was our average? Was it 4 point?
Yeah, yards per
pass attempt?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really open up the field when you're under 5 yards of pass attempt.
It had some serious Courtney Messingham.
Yes, don't mention that name in this room.
Second and 12 bubble screen vibes.
Makes me just like cringe. Thanks for that.
Hey, his offense down in Manhattan, you know, they really put up some points down there now.
Things are wild.
Yeah. He went to North Dakota State, and all of a sudden he was like, man, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. We shouldn't throw the ball laterally on second and 12. Who would have thunk?
That's why they pay him the big bucks. Did Coach Campbell say anything today other than Coach Campbell things about Trevor Downing or Charlie?
No, they are still day to day, which means that
they're dead.
They could be back at practice tomorrow, or their careers could be over and then never play football again. At this point.
Okay, so we don't know anything.
No.
So we'll know once we see him out on the field on Saturday.
He did say they would know more about Trevor today, which makes me think that I would imagine Trevor will probably play.
Oh, I hope so.
I would think that Charlie will. As long as it's not a considerably more serious injury than what they're letting on, which I would be surprised at this point if that was the case, then I would think that he will probably be playing too.
Do you think that it's possible that Charlie not playing the first game was both injury and disciplinary?
Oh.
I mean, if Charlie Kohler is being disciplined for something, then I would be shocked.
Because he's a good kid, right? As far as we know.
Yeah.
Straight lace, Charlie Kohler.
Just a question.
Oh.
Just wondering.
He's coming at you for that.
Listen, Charlie, bring it.
Do you want to get sued?
Or play. How about? You want to.
Throwing it out there.
Right.
Well, I was going to ask if you knew something that you didn't. That was more what I was.
I don't know. That maybe he just hurt himself doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
I guess that could be. Yeah.
Baling hay. I don't know.
Doing farm kid things?
Charlie's super not a farm kid.
No.
So,
yeah.
That was just like the most Iowa State thing I could think of that had nothing to do with football.
Fair enough.
Charlie's the guy who's more likely to tell you something about like the Chinese dynasties
than Baylin A.
than he is anything to tell you about what happens on a farm.
All right.
You know, kid things. Parkour.
I hope it was parkour. I hope that rumor is true.
No, I don't know.
He jumped from the top of the building to the box, gator onto the top of the refrigerator, just like Andy on The Office.
I can imagine that scene in my head. Good job, Jared. Did you just pull that straight from memory?
Well, did you see me watch the episode right here?
Okay, you jerk. keep on doing your jerk things, okay?
I don't know. I just...
God. Anything else about the Cyclones?
I mean, TCU's going to have fans there if they can get them to come.
My favorite thing was Gary Patterson's tweet the other day was basically like, everybody stay calm. He might as well put it in caps and bold, for God's sake.
Right.
I don't think morale is high down there.
No.
Honestly, it shouldn't shock us that TCU had the biggest outbreak when you consider the fact that their head coach spent the summer recording country songs.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that, but that's an excellent point. You liked it, though, you said.
Oh, it was actually, like,
decent.
For being a...
But is this a Connor Ferguson level of decent?
Well, no, it's all relative, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So if this is a Connor Ferguson level of...
Wait, does he sing country western?
No, he likes... Florida Georgia Line or something.
No, that's different because there are people who like Florida Georgia Line. Like, let's not get it skewed.
Like, it's Connor?
Well,
yes.
I mean, they sell out concerts and stuff. Like,
okay,
all
right.
Over the country, you know. Not everyone hates Florida Georgia Line like Chris Williams does and thinks they're douche country and just like, I'm not defending Florida Georgia Line. I'm defending people who
You're defending Gary Patterson's
like
country music career.
No, I'm defending people who do like it and Ross has talked about this on the radio, regardless of what Chris Williams might think. Not everyone holds the same opinion as Chris Williams sometimes.
I feel like we're going to get emails this week. If you guys want to send us emails,
send them to Jared.
Jared.Stansberry. I don't know.
Slide into his DMs. He's the one who hates Florida Georgia Line and loves Gary Patterson's country music.
No, I was saying that if we're talking
moving
about
on.
Gary Patterson, if we're thinking on a scale relative to other football coaches recording a country song, that one wasn't that bad, probably. I can't say I've ever heard that many of them, but in the...
You know what? I bet Gary Patterson would sing a better country music song than Matt Campbell.
Oh, 100%.
So I'll give him that. So if that is our standard, you're right, Jared. You've never been more right about anything.
Matt Campbell seems more like Coldplay.
He seems more like a boy bands guy.
Nickelback?
Not Nickelback. Listen, Counting Crows, maybe?
We've seen what Matt Campbell looked like in 2000.
Yes, we did.
Matt Campbell was probably a huge NSYNC fan.
Yes.
As was I.
Yeah, well, I mean, me too.
I mean, were you really a girl in high school during that time / middle school if you didn't, like, have to pick one of the boys as your favorite?
We should find out.
He probably has the Bye 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 tape on, like, he's just got hundreds of copies of it.
Can someone please find out who Matt Campbell's favorite member of NSYNC is?
Yeah.
Please. Please.
Please. Joey Fatone.
I will buy whoever gives me this intel a Cyclone Fanatic shirt.
That sounds like something that I could find out when they haven't just lost to a Sunbelt team.
Right.
I mean, you got to choose your time. But
I feel like actually it's probably J.C. Chazay. Chazes?
Chazay. Since we're talking about Sean Roberts a lot today, once Elisa said that Sean looked like JC.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Was it one particular picture? I feel like he looks like somebody else, but I don't know.
No, it was JC.
Well, there's that guy, like, they give him all the crap now because he looks like that one video that's always on Twitter of the guy whispering in the girl's ear.
Yes, yep.
Oh, if you saw it, you would honestly, you'd probably think it was Sean.
Okay, so who won the Bryce DeChambeau?
Yeah,
DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau, yeah.
So he won the tournament yesterday, and there was a video on Twitter of him with the medal on reviewing a pizza, and I swear to you, I watched the video, and for like 10 seconds, I was like, what is Sean Roberts doing with the medal around his neck? Oh, no. So Sean Roberts is everywhere right now.
Honestly, if I walked into Sean's apartment and he had a medal around his neck, I wouldn't even ask questions.
Sean has gotten entirely more airtime than I expected tonight.
Yeah, let's stop talking about him.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Anything else about the Cyclones? This is the reason why we're here.
Y'all, are we gonna say what we think the score is gonna be?
That was something I had at the end, and I said we're not doing that again because
why? Because I was the closest one out of the entire Cyclone Fanatic. I mean,
well, congratulations, but we didn't win, so I don't care how close you were. You can do it at the end.
I even had them winning.
Do it at the end.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here's what I need to say about the Big Ten. that reveal show they did Saturday morning, the hour-long reveal show of their schedule. Like, get over yourselves.
I thought it was just on Big Noon Kickoff.
It was, but they spent so much time going through the damn thing week by week. Shut up.
Well, I mean, you saw what the college football schedule was on Saturday, right? Like, what are they going to announce? Like, what are they going to analyze?
I don't care. I'm just saying the Big Ten.
I didn't even know it was on. I woke up way late Saturday, so.
All I'm saying is
I didn't know it was on
either.
It's
clear to me the Big Ten still thinks very highly of itself, and I'm over it.
Duh.
That's all I have to say about that. Thank you for listening.
I woke up Saturday morning, and I saw that Nebraska played Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State in the first 4 weeks, and I was like, well, this is going
to
be one of those
sucks
days.
Sucks to suck.
They've been slightly vocal about it as well, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
And they ain't going to beat the best, so. Sorry, Husker fans. Jared.
I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
He's just looking off into the sunset wistfully.
Just thinking about
how
mad I am at Pat Forty just because he's a douche.
Wait, what?
Pat Forty's a douche.
Yeah, but where did that come from? What did I miss?
That's all he does. This is literally his only shtick now, is just to...
To piss in Nebraska's Cheerios?
To talk crap about Nebraska. I don't know. Like, it's fine if you're funny. Like, Chris and Brent were funny last night. And verify. Okay, and I'd be like, yeah, like, this is funny.
Everyone should go listen to that. It's like 25 minutes into their podcast. I was laughing out loud while running in the dark. It's a great... I'm sure no one thought I was weird.
You run in the dark?
I did this morning. I couldn't sleep, so I was just like, screw it, and I got up and I ran. I had my mace. Like, 5. What you got to say about that?
I'm not saying anything.
You better have your mace.
I have my mace and I'm fast. Ain't nobody catching me.
Unless they're on like a scooter.
Or a van.
What does Connor have to do with this?
Scooter.
Go Stars. All right, let's move on to the Cyclones in the NFL and NBA. David Montgomery had a nice little game for himself yesterday.
Sure did.
The leading rusher and receiver for the Bears in the win against the Giants.
Hurt.
But he's okay. He just bounced on his neck, no big deal.
It's not a rainbow. What's the word?
I don't know
that
what you're
thing
talking
that
about.
You ride that goes up and down. That's
a roller coaster?
A roller coaster of emotions.
Where did you get to rainbow?
I don't
because
know.
Because it goes up and down? Because
it starts with an R.
Oh, that pasta is really doing something to your brain.
It is. I'm like melting into my chair.
Yeah, so that little hit he took didn't look so great, but he was fine in the second half. He had 16 carries for 82 yards, 3 catches for 45 yards, including a 28-yard touchdown pass where he just was doing Chuck Bruce things, running all over the field. It was good to see. It was a good game for him. How did Allen do yesterday?
Good. He had some big catches.
I didn't see.
Yeah. He definitely had a couple big catches. I don't think he had a touchdown. I think he might have had one that
today,
got pulled
Jared?
Back.
Yeah, 13 or 3 catches for 45 yards. I have some breaking news for you that I think you guys will be interested in.
Actually,
lay it
like
on.
I'm dead serious.
Is it bad or good?
This is good. This is from Sean Strania. One of the NBA, basically Adrian, basically Woj's rival, former protege, now his rival. NBA icon Michael Jordan is starting a NASCAR team with Denny Hamlin, and his first driver is Bubba Wallace.
Are you serious?
What? Shut up.
I'm dead ass serious. It's right here.
Michael Jordan and Bubba Wallace? Alisa. I'm going to take a picture of her face.
I told you that you guys would be interested.
Make the face again. Make the face again.
Do I have to watch NASCAR now?
You get to watch NASCAR now. NASCAR has been the light in my life since March, so you don't even go down that road.
But there's NBA on.
Well, this is not now. It's next year.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I had a whole bunch of notifications from Scoots about this.
My hands are sweating.
Well, this is not what I expected to talk about.
Breaking news.
Michael Jordan and Bubba Wallace.
Huh.
I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with it.
I mean, we know how we feel about Bubba.
Love him.
The duo we never knew we needed in 2020.
I mean, Michael Jordan. Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Michael Jordan is a NASCAR guy.
Didn't really see that coming.
Not one I saw coming.
Didn't cross my mind, but I'm not mad about it.
I know. See, he sees some money somewhere.
hopefully they're more successful than his other
endeavors. True story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if, did you say he's doing with Denny Hamlin?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Denny Hamlin has a little bit of knowledge, so that's good. Wow. Thanks, Jared. That's good stuff.
Hey. When I ate... You guys looked at me like, what could possibly be so...
Well, honestly, I thought you were going to say someone died, so...
No, I thought you were going to say that Charlie Kolar was going to play.
Well, he's going to.
That was fine. Quite the rainbow of emotions there.
That's our new thing, a rainbow of emotions.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the Michael Jordan of Iowa State, and that's Sweet Prince Monte. Last night went down 0-2 to the Lakers, but he played a decent game. 13 minutes, 9 points.
Yeah.
I mean, he was there.
They shouldn't have lost that game, but...
No, that was...
When AD hit the shot, he yelled Kobe. Isn't that amazing?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he, like, made the shot and yelled Kobe.
That's amazing.
I know. Everyone's like, did he just say Kobe? And then he confirmed it after the game.
That's awesome. Did you really do that?
No. I got a little choked up. You know, I'm hormonal today.
She is a little hormonal today. That's okay. That's what we do.
Did you see him plow over THT?
Yes, I did. I didn't see it last night. I actually saw it today on Twitter. Is he okay?
Yeah, he tweeted, I'm good. I'm good, y'all.
THT tweeted that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Was it just, I'm good, y'all?
I think it was like, LOL, I'm good, y'all.
That's awesome. I love that.
It was a...
With the laughing face?
Yeah, if he had been here for when Randy broke his leg and tweeted, ouch, it was like right there on... It was that kind of level.
I'd forgotten all about that, too. All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll talk about some girl stuff.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. We were just reminded that Jared was in a near-death bike accident. And Elisa and I want to tell you to wear a helmet, you idiot.
Yeah, wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
And possibly at this point, you probably need to wear knee pads and elbow pads.
But definitely a helmet, you idiot.
And at least jeans, because you don't want to get any road rash.
And definitely a helmet.
I think I was wearing sweatpants. I don't remember.
But also a helmet.
My bike is still broken, though, so I can't ride it anyway.
Well, maybe you need a helmet just generally walking down the road, too, at this point.
You need a helmet, and then I'm going to pop you in the head. Just to make it sure it works.
Anyway.
It was a very high impact event. He was going about 1 mile per hour.
I frantically called him.
I wish.
And the idiot doesn't answer me.
I truly wish that you would have gotten hit and then be like, my neck.
That's exactly.
I mean,
actually
it
why
was
I
a company
him.
Car.
That's why I was calling you, to get the necessary information just in case.
I got it. Hey, I was.
As your lawyer.
That's not really your lawyer.
I was more mad. I was more mad that it, like.
Order in the court.
Kept me from being able to.
I'd like to approach the bench.
You know? It was one of those things where I was like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to go to work, bro. And
don't hit me with your truck when I'm trying to go to work, bro.
Like, a public safety officer came. Like, there was a... All these people were pulling up to the
public
side of the
safety
street
officer.
To ask me
did
if
he
I was
have a
okay.
taser instead of a gun?
Was he riding one of those Segways?
Was it Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. There's actually a striking resemblance. But he was there so fast. This is what had me blown away. My bike was still under the front tire of this truck. I pulled it out and I got it off the road. And the guy's like, "Dude, don't go anywhere." And I was like, "Well, where do you think I'm gonna go, man? My bike's broken."
Yeah.
And
then Paul Blart.
I got over to the sidewalk. I was like, "I'm getting out of the middle of the street. It's still a street. Like, I'm not trying to get hit again here."
Right.
And got my bike over to the side of the street. And like four cars pulled in. They said, "Are you okay, sir?" And then they would drive away. "Are you okay, sir?" "Yes, I'm fine." And I'm like, I'm texting you guys.
Well, they were concerned because you weren't wearing a helmet.
Exactly. Wear a helmet, you idiot.
I never even... Hey, remember, I'm an athlete. I saw this coming. I was able to myself out of harm's way so quickly.
I can't.
He has CTE already.
That actually probably...
Jared, we've talked about your concussions. Wear a helmet, you idiot. Like, how many times am I going to say this?
Right.
But it was like 30 seconds after this happened, the police were there.
Paul Blart was there.
So I was impressed by their response time.
They've been following you. Ever since that Uber incident, they've been following
you. That's a whole other story that we cannot get into right now.
That's for the after dark.
This has gone off the rails.
Okay, girl power time. Okay. Should we talk about Maria Taylor?
Yeah. Whew. I mean, she forgot.
Yeah, she did forget. She admitted it was a mistake.
Right.
All right, let's set the stage here.
Set the stage.
So she's...
Anthony Davis doesn't know whether he wants to be a center or a forward.
No, that's not setting the stage. You went too far first.
Okay.
So Maria Taylor of ESPN did not put Anthony Davis on her ballot for the first, second, or third All-NBA team.
Right.
And she took some heat for this. She later said, I should have put him on. But people are questioning whether she should have a vote, blah, blah, blah. You know what happens here. Okay, so now say what you want to say. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't remember. What was I saying? Oh, so he doesn't know whether he wants to be a forward or a center. And I'm not saying that that's the reason why she forgot to put him on. But when you're thinking about forwards, that's what he wants to be. But when you're thinking about centers, that's what I feel like he actually is. Maybe that's what happened. Or maybe she just, like... forgot about him because
but it doesn't matter. She said she put him on, she should have put him on there.
Yeah.
So my whole take with it is people do stupid stuff on ballots like this, and by people I mean men,
right,
all the time in every sport, and they take flack for it, but no one ever questions whether they should and be there.
And I tweeted this, how about the guy who put James Harden on his first team all defense? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And I think you actually tweeted this too. The difference between what happens when men tend to make stupid choices on their ballots is they get criticized, which rightly so. But with women, oftentimes the question is, should they have had a vote in the first place?
Right.
And that's what pissed me off.
Why does she even have a vote?
Right. Right.
She's a girl. Yes. Why does she even have a vote?
And there was a lot of that.
And it's, I mean, like, the thing, and he kind of like went through her background as
to
why
about Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as to why she should have a vote, and then said, like, that's it. Well, are you just mad that you don't?
Well, she said her clapback was, because I played basketball, I covered the league, and I deserve everything I've worked for. And Gottlieb came back and said she shouldn't have a vote because she's a studio host and not an analyst. And my response to that is, you don't need to be an analyst as your title to be able to analyze a sport.
Right.
Like, that's a dumb argument. Jared.
Okay, I think that this is one of those things where there's an overarching discussion with just the NBA's voting in general. There shouldn't be the like guards and forwards and centers.
Right. Yeah.
And like, that's a whole other thing.
Right.
Then it would be a lot more like I forgot proof.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, okay, who are the five best players
in
the league?
Right.
And that's the
regardless.
First, right. That's first team on. That's a whole other different thing. The other thing, Doug Gottlieb is a effing douche. Like, there are Doug
we're taking
Gottlieb
shots
stories.
Every time we say douche, so
there are Doug Gottlieb stories that I could tell you guys, not on the podcast right now, but that
the after dark version.
I know some stories about Doug Gottlieb that are not very good
or flattering, I assume.
He is just a generally
not a great
terrible
human.
Person,
but he got what he wanted. Everyone's talking about him. You know what I mean?
But the one who's the worst is Jason Whitlock. And I don't know if you guys read what he wrote on Sunday.
About Maria?
About Maria, Katie Nolan.
No.
Oh, yeah. One of the biggest upsets of 2020 is Jason Whitlock becoming a bigger douche than he already was.
There it is. Take a shot, everybody.
And like, this is no secret that he was a dick. Like, Chris has talked about this before, about the way he would act when he still worked in Kansas City. And
wow, I can't believe I missed this. I'm kind of glad that I did. What did it piss me off?
Now he's on one of the anti-corona bro thing with Clay Travis over at OutKick.
Got it.
And like,
oh, my eyes just got stuck in the back of my head.
What?
My eyes just got stuck in the back
she
of my head.
She rolled her eyes so hard they're stuck. Yeah.
I mean, I just read it here when I got here tonight because Katie Nolan like made her Twitter protected and all this stuff.
I did see that happening. I guess I didn't know the background of it.
Yeah, it's because Jason Whitlock is a clown show.
Because she basically said, someone said something about her and she said, no, thank you, and that was it.
Yeah, he basically made it out. Well, no, he didn't basically. He said that the only reason that she is successful is because she's a pretty girl. And
like, come on.
Listen, I'm successful. I'm not a pretty girl. I'm not that successful, so maybe that's my issue.
Would you just wash your damn face? This would all be better if you just would wash your damn face and wash your hair, okay?
I do need to wash my hair. Woof.
Oh, man. Why do people do this?
Like, no.
I don't understand. Why are we still here? I will say our sweet Prince George came to Taylor's defense. That made me really happy.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where in the...
Good job, George. We love you.
The calm that he wrote, I don't even know.
Whitlock.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could call it. What, the thing
the
he wrote.
Piece of garbage.
Yeah, the thing
flaming
that he
hot
wrote,
garbage.
Was so stupid, too, because he goes on this whole thing about how Maria Taylor is like a unicorn. While then
in a good
also,
way?
Like, as someone who can analyze the game and is also a good studio host and is also a good sideline reporter and is, like, good on TV. And then also, like, the caveat is, like, and then she's also a beautiful woman. And it was all this, it was this whole deal where, like...
This is the rub of it. You're not, I'm just speaking the truth here. Yeah, they are going to be beautiful women because women have to deal with that. Like, you're not going to go on TV if people don't find you attractive.
Right.
You can't then criticize them for being attractive.
Here's
because it's a qualification of the damn job. Stupid qualification.
I don't mind that people say that women are, like, women in different positions are beautiful. But when you make it either positive or negative to their job, then that's the issue.
Yes, like, I agree with that. I was actually just thinking about this on the way. This is weird that you brought that up. So Zendaya last night won the Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she is, like, truly one of the most striking women in the entire world. I think she's absolutely beautiful. And I almost tweeted something about that, but I was like, oh, I better be careful because it was all about her winning the Emmy. And I don't want, like, I'm very
yeah.
sensitive to that. But I think you're right. I think there's a difference. That's a compliment. That's not saying, that's not taking anything away from her talent or saying she needs to do that and that's why she won the Emmy.
Right.
And there's a difference there. And people don't know how to walk that line. And oftentimes people like Whitlock are stupid about it.
Right. And just the amount of times that people bring up the way that women look versus the amount of times that people bring up the way that
men look,
these two bags look, I mean, they're not cute. Sorry, you guys aren't cute. So
right, it because it's not a job qualification
right.
for them.
But I think that they're worse at their job because they're not cute, actually.
You know who I think is cute? Troy Aikman. I told Elisa.
I know. Steph, literally every night, Steph texts me another guy that she thinks is cute. I'm like, okay.
I sent something about Troy Aikman.
She's
and Elisa,
been locked
like-
up raw for a while. Like.
Anyway, sorry. What?
Am I on the list yet?
Negative.
Oh, man.
We got a long ways
sorry.
To go, bro. but yeah, that whole discussion came on the heels of Maria Taylor getting criticized for her outfit by, was it Dan McNeil? Was that his name? The radio host who then got canned.
Yes.
Which, by the way, her outfit was not inappropriate.
Right.
Like,
said,
I have seen so many more.
What did he say? That she had also, like, hosted some porn awards
yeah, something
or something
like that. Because, like, she was wearing like a top that had leather on it.
It was like a leather jacket with her shoulders showing. I didn't like the jacket, but guess what? I don't have to like the jacket. And there's a lot of
also it wasn't inappropriate.
Right. I didn't like Cam Newton's outfit the other day.
I never like Cam Newton's outfit.
You know what I mean? And I commented on his outfit. You know what I mean? Like, we can comment on the way that people look without like making that
them
about them.
Yes.
Like because
or their talent.
Right. Because I don't like Cam Newton's outfit, he shouldn't be the quarterback. Like, that makes no sense.
You're right. There's a difference.
Do you understand? Like, do you hear what I'm saying not making any sense? Because it's not a qualification for his job.
Right. And that's exactly it. That's where it's different.
Right.
He looked like the main character in Curious George, though.
The man with the yellow hat.
Yeah.
Because he literally was dressed
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he looked like Inspector Gadget, but I said...
You said the Detective Gadget. Inspector Gadget.
I also said a rainbow of emotions.
You couldn't remember evidence today.
Oh, yeah. It took Elisa, like, all the brain power she had to remember the word evidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a long time, wasn't it? No, it was exhibit. Exhibit A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You guys can't remember either, huh? Elisa can remember the wrong word.
Do you want to talk about Naomi Osaka? Or Osaka?
Yeah.
Okay.
She won.
Is that all you want to talk
nah,
about?
No, she's not going to play. Okay. She's not going to play in the French Open.
Do we know why?
She has like hamstring injury.
Oh, so it's actually related.
And it's just a little bit, like the timing's just a little off, I think, for her.
So it's not related to her social stances?
No. Okay. It's, I mean, not that she has said, but this is her second U.S. Open win in, what, 3 years?
How old is she?
23.
She's in her low 20s, right?
20.
She looked like a baby. But she was in the news because she was wearing the masks of, I think, 7 different Black Americans, one for each round of the tournament. So that got some pub, especially because tennis tends to be a more formal atmosphere. So good for her for
taking
the stance.
She's 22.
22. And then you sent me a tweet that the Grizzlies hired.
Yeah, so the Grizzlies hired the former MIT women's coach
as
an assistant to replace the assistant coach who is a woman who went to Notre Dame.
Yeah,
so I thought that was cool, replacing a woman with a woman. Hopefully it wasn't just like, guys, we gotta get another girl in here.
It didn't seem that way. Yeah, but I mean, I guess you never know.
Yeah,
they play basketball at MIT.
That's what that was my initial, I swear to God, that was my initial reaction. I had to look it up, but
yep,
apparently they do. They're one smart basketball team.
Right. And we'll see if any women get head coaching gigs in the next month or two.
Do you have an opinion on this, Alisa?
Yes. Yeah. No. I don't know. I kind of want her to stay with the Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, I want Pop to leave and for her to take over at the Spurs, because I feel like that's been the spot where she's gotten most of the opportunities, and that's where the spot where she's been, like, welcomed, and that's just, like, her style.
And it seems like they've welcomed her with open arms and
right.
Yeah.
But also, like, her coaching fits with that style of basketball there, which is why she's been so successful as an assistant coach there. I just think that, like, she knows the system and that she would play a similar system to Pop, and I just think that would be a good fit for her. But I'm not going to complain anywhere she goes. However, I should complain because
I'm not going to complain, except I will.
Because maybe Freddie shouldn't have gone to the Bulls. He should have waited for another opportunity, but you know what? This is, my neck hurts.
You're saying you're using that as an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
How would you feel if she went to the Bulls? The Bulls are looking for a coach.
I don't think I mean, I would like her to go to a team that's decent to give her a shot. You know what I mean?
13th in the East last year.
It would make me a Bulls fan. I keep trying to find ways to become a Bulls fan.
I don't know. I haven't considered that, so I can't really speak to it.
Do you want to talk about Bridget? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's
okay.
I thought
you were done.
I'm just thinking about, like, how it's not really necessarily the coach at the Bulls that's the issue.
No,
it's the management.
It's the Bulls organization.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a toxic situation to send her into as her first head coaching gig. But, you know, if Steve Nash can just jump right in there as a head coach, why don't we just send anybody in? Who do you want me to talk about?
Bridget.
Oh, yes. She's delightful. So she is out of the starting lineup with Sylvia back, but like six man, you know, first off the bench, they won a close one, but now their game this
round
Sunday.
In round two of the playoffs.
Right. So the game on Sunday got postponed.
Because of inconclusive COVID tests, not positive COVID tests.
Right. And we were talking about this earlier. This is at least the second inconclusive that I've heard come out of the WNBA. And I haven't heard of any come out of the NBA. So curious what's going on there.
But they're rescheduled to Tuesday. And the explanation given was that oftentimes the inconclusive tests just come from when they don't get enough of your, like, saliva or fluid or whatever. So it wasn't positive.
Yeah.
So they're going to play Tuesday.
Do you think women have drier mouths than men?
Are they doing them in the mouth or doing them in the nose?
I thought saliva was in your mouth.
Well, I said saliva. I didn't mean that specifically. I'm not a scientist.
According to the videos that I've watched of the NBA, they go around each
nostril, right?
And then I think they do the inside of the mouth, too.
Oh, they really go. Maybe that's why they don't have inconclusive tests. They just go for
maybe
it all.
Maybe all of it with the same swab. No, I'm just joking. That's disgusting.
So everybody watch tomorrow. Well, yeah. When this posts tonight, Tuesday night, watch for Bridget.
Yes. But she hasn't been scoring a ton, but no. Kind of consistent and creates for her teammates. Does a good job.
And she still seems to. I just love her. She's like a social media butterfly. Yes. People, she's just very easy to tweet about because she always has a damn smile on her face. I just want to hug her. When we go on our Title IX road trip next year, I'm going to hug her.
Do it.
Okay, I will.
God, I can't wait for a road trip. Remember those?
No.
Remember when we stocked up on snacks like we were an 8-year-old with a $20 bill? What's your go-to road trip snack?
I was just
going to
ask you this.
Snack?
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. Well, I have a drink that I really like first.
Oh.
Okay. I liked Quick Trip. They, you get Coke Zero, and then you put a little bit of the vanilla syrup in and the cherry syrup in.
Hmm.
But it has to be Quick Trip. That's my go-to road trip drink.
Okay.
I don't know that I have a food. But like a favorite road trip food.
You know what is strange that I really... So I really like to get... Rice Krispie Treats, because I feel like they taste a little chemical-y.
They do.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly. It's the foil wrap.
And I like that. I like that about them. I also like to go for those mini donuts that are covered in coconut.
Oh, hell yes.
The coconut ones.
Yes.
And I just have a particular way that I eat them.
I like nibs on road trips.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm a water person. That's really boring, but I just get a huge thing of water.
Do you have a road trip snack, Jared?
Not really, no.
I like nibs a lot.
You can't even think of like if you fake it, Jared. Right. He would get a Red Bull, and then what's just if you were to go into Casey's right now, what would you get?
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
That would actually probably be mine.
He did tell me once that, didn't you say if you had a toddler, you would have a problem because you eat all their snacks? Wasn't that you who told me that?
Yeah, I mean, literally for Christmas one year, my old roommate got me two, like...
Gushers.
Huge. Oh, yeah, Gushers, another one. The yeah, two of the huge one. Things of Goldfish, because when I was still in college, when we would go to the bars, and you could walk right across the street to Come and Go. Before we would walk home, I would walk across the street and I would buy a thing of Goldfish and a thing of white cheddar Cheez-Its and a red Gatorade.
Oh, white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Every time that we went to the bar, which was usually multiple times a week.
I do like the white cheddar Cheetos, too.
You know what are really good combos? Remember those?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh,
what about
so
corn
good.
Nuts? Corn nuts?
No.
Oh, I like corn nuts.
No.
Yeah.
I really like
Gardettos? What the hell?
I really like being at just like a gas station in the middle of nowhere and getting some of those local baked goods.
I do
you
that.
You know what I mean?
When, what town is it on the way to Iowa City where they have the outlet malls?
Williamsburg.
And they have that little gas station at the bottom.
Yes,
they have
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love
I know exactly
them.
What you're talking about.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Maybe a good, like, Dutch letter, a Danish.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
This is our love language. I love it.
Yes, I know.
Okay. This is kind of, I don't want to, like, end with a bummer, but we always talk about mental health stuff. So I was just going to mention how Skip Bayless pulled the bonehead move and criticized Dak Prescott. What an idiot. He should wear a helmet and we should yell at him.
Who's her?
But
just not necessary.
No, it's not stupid.
Not true.
And also, I guess this it's completely unrelated, but Jared, you tweeted about this. Kevin Love came out with a piece in the Players Tribune about his mental health. That was really good. I would recommend anybody reading it if you haven't. And then today, Kayla McBride of the Las Vegas Aces had a piece about her mental health, too.
Did you just say Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Who did you? Okay.
Yeah. Right? That's what
I
said.
Yeah, I wasn't listening. I was looking at two people with bright red hair walking into the store across the street. But the context of what you were saying made me think of Kevin Love, and that was a really good article.
Yeah, it was.
It was something that he had posted earlier.
It was like an update to it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a sequel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
And then the bummer of the entire freaking year, RBG, sucks, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about it.
I'm sad.
I'm sad, too. Oh, I haven't even told you this yet.
Oh, no.
You were the one who broke the news to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I pick up my phone, and you had said, like, panic, 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 and then some expletives. And I was like, what's happening?
Oh,
and
no.
Then I swear to you, I fell to my knees and started sobbing. I scared the hell out of my children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I better find out from you than somebody else on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Just a bummer. I don't care how you feel politically. It's just a loss of a female titan and you know, in a year of a lot of losses, just kind of felt like a, I don't know, knockout punch.
Like a kick in the ovaries.
Kick in the ovaries. But I don't know. I tried to tie this in and say, because the WNBA did a little tribute to her. I was hoping they'd do more, actually. But there's no way to get around it. It just sucks.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my RBG shirt tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I like it.
Thank you.
I thought it was a Biggie shirt.
Notorious. All right, to end the pod on a happy note, I was going to ask you about, well, you can do the scores, and then we're going to go back to our teaser from the beginning. What I'm going to do for the Irish liqueur, the cream liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm making Nora a fancy Nancy cake for herself, and then I'm going to do kind of a big sheet cake for the rest of the family, and I'm going to do a poke cake and use the Irish cream liqueur.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
I'm doing...
That's on Saturday. That's my tailgate, is my three-year-old's birthday party.
I'm doing cupcakes for Rosa to take to daycare along with a bunch of Frozen-themed things.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, I'm making the cake that I want plus a grazing box, whatever, just a bunch of like random
charcuterie
fun, yeah, like a charcuterie board. And then on Sunday, she wants this random purple two-tiered cake from Sleeping Beauty. Sleepy Duty is what we call
Aww.
it that they show for like 10 seconds in the movie. So she specifically wants that, and it's so ugly, but I'm gonna still
you
gonna
have
make
to.
It
it's her birthday,
so she's getting cupcakes and two cakes.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be sending you my cake questions all week.
Okay.
As I prepare.
Awesome.
I'm doing it in stages, so.
I love cake questions.
Okay, the next episode we're gonna be 2-0 because the loss last week didn't happen. We're going to win against TCU and Oklahoma because why the hell not?
Yes.
Do you want to give your score prediction for Saturday?
Yes. Okay. I think that it is going to be 17-24, and I think we will win.
So 24. Okay. All right.
24-17.
Okay. Do I have to do one?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 21-14 Cyclones. Okay.
No field goals.
No field goals.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Deep breath.
Deep breath.
We can do this, you guys.
We're going to be okay.
We can do this. We have one. We have this 1 week. I don't know why I said one more week. Guys, we have 5 more days until this game, and we have a chance for redemption here to show that what we can do, that we really mean it.
This is a terrible motivational speech.
Guys, I just really want to win.
That's all I care about. That was good enough. You
should
have stuck with that.
Well, I was trying to be motivational.
Go Cyclone.
Go State.